You've seen people who really could never make up their mind about anything. That's ineffectiveness. That's actually how it operates. You know, you see some person, and I've seen plenty of them in my life, of people who are what I call, another word I used to use for long before I knew anything about this word, I used to call them ditherers, people that could never really make up their minds about anything. That's ineffectiveness. It's because they've got in them fears of opposites in a fairly strong way. And so that creates a confusion because one thing's darting this side and the other thing's darting that side and they can't ever get a third thing to come in and make a decision. That's the mechanics of it. Because there are people, many people like that, many, plenty of them. You've got to get something going in you as a third force, that there has to be a third force. A reconciling thing, well then obviously you can practice doing that in yourself. It's like the business of a person having, a lot of, well, in his essence, there's a lot of greed, and then there's an odd bod in there that was a very generous person. Well, you can then get in between, which would be to be realistic about the situation, neither ridiculously giving on one side or taking on the other, but trying to be something in the middle, where you're doing it with that third force operating, with a matter of using some discernment, I suppose would be the best word, between the two things. So you just have to, a person has to just try and, if they see that they live in the fierce box a fair bit, they must keep trying to bring a third force. Because at least you've made a decision, yet the fact that you might make a boom, that doesn't matter. When a person is in, I'm talking about when a person has a great difficulty in making a decision. And then through whatever they can bring up, they do make one. Well, that's better for them to do that, because at least they're starting to become more decisive. The fact that they make a mistake doesn't really, that's not so important. That's not so important to them. Because the object of making mistakes is that when you make a mistake, then you better learn from that mistake. If you go and do the same mistake the next time, well then you're an idiot. You see, that's the way I don't see that a person making a mistake once is anything wrong with it at all. It's when you keep on repeating the same mistake that you're in trouble. Then you've not learned anything. Where the ineffectuality comes in is when a person can't make their mind up about what they're doing. That's where it becomes ineffectual. Because it's like I just saying, even if you make a mistake, at least you've made a decision, so then it means to say you're not being ineffectual. On that score, at least you've become effectual at that point. The fact that your decision was wrong could be then a new departure that was ineffectual. I appreciate that. But I'm of the opinion that it doesn't matter if the first time you do something when you're making a decision, if you make a mistake, that to me is nothing. I can't see anything wrong with that at all. The point is that it's when you do the same thing the second time, like you can't keep making the same mistake. So you learn. See, this is one of the ways you learn. Say you've done something and you find that when you've done it, you've made a decision and it's wrong, then the next time that situation comes up, you should then know, well, it was wrong the last time, I won't do it this time. That's the point. Then you've learned. And it served a purpose. And then you are learning to become more effectual.